this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another live edition of the program. We are live on Sunday nights, and the website is ChristianMoney.com. ChristianMoney.com. Tonight, in hour number two, we will have co-authors Josh Peck and Derek Gilbert. They will be with us tonight in hour number two to talk about the brand new book, The Day the Earth Stood Still. I watched an interview with them today. I pulled this up on YouTube, and man, really interesting stuff. This is not just another book about what the Bible says about UFOs. It really gets into some really new areas. And the subtitle here, Unmasking the Old Gods Behind ETs, UFOs, and the official disclosure movement. And as they described on their YouTube video, they said that what they're going to talk about in this book is much bigger than demons. They even described demons as mosquitoes or pests compared to the quote-unquote old gods that they're going to be talking about. Really interesting stuff. Thomas Horn, the guy behind this publishing house, we have so many of their guests on from Defender Publishing, and I can't think of one that we've ever had on that was not a great guest that did not have tremendous information. So that is tonight in hour number two. Next week, well, I have to tell you, we're not going to do a live show because it's the Super Bowl. But I, you know, personally, I'm doing that because I know that, for example, the people up at GCN in Minnesota, it'd be nice to let them have off, and my staff here in Florida have off. But I'm not watching the Super Bowl. I really have reached the end of my patience with all things NFL. I'm just really done with it. I mean, in fairness, I have never been a big NFL fan. I grew up in Chicago. So, of course, growing up in Chicago, you're always going to follow the Bears. But I haven't lived in Chicago since 1980, the last time I was a full-time resident there, 1983. So I'm just not interested. I'll tell you this, though. I'm not happy with my church. My church, I was at church this morning, and they announced that they're doing some kind of a big Super Bowl-themed deal next Sunday night at the church. And I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here. I mean, why should a church be involved with the NFL? I get it that it's popular with everybody. It's a chance to bring some people in. I don't know what they're going to be running the NFL on some big TV screens, the Super Bowl, and people are going to be bringing tailgating foods, and there's some kind of a Christian sort of themed deal that goes along with it that a lot of churches are participating in, where some of the Christian NFL players will be sharing their testimonies and so forth and so on. I don't know. I just don't like it. I think of the NFL as not only unpatriotic people, but, you know, wife beaters, people involved in all kinds of nefarious lifestyles. I'm just not impressed. I really am not. It was interesting to see a news story this week where apparently Vince McMahon is bringing back the XFL, Do you remember the XFL? It was a football league here in the United States. It played its only season in 2001. And it is legitimately a competitor to the NFL, the XFL. And World Wrestling Federation founder Vince McMahon says he's bringing the XFL back. And this might be good timing, kind of a chink in the armor for the NFL. According to a news story I read today, the NFL had a dip in advertising revenue of more than $30 million, according to a recent report. Of course, this due to a drop in overall ratings. I just don't know. You know, the Super Bowl is one of those kind of iconic events where everybody seems to watch the Super Bowl, whether they're a football fan or not. I'm not doing it this year. I'm not doing it. I'm not even going to watch the halftime show. I mean, it used to be that at least the halftime show was interesting, but now the halftime show has gotten all political. And speaking of politics, tonight it's the Grammys at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Yawn. You know, that's just going to be all politics again, and I don't even care. I don't want to see the clips from it. But there was one interesting news story that came out about the Grammys. The young singer, age 26, Joy Villa, I believe it's pronounced Villa, maybe it's pronounced Via, she's known for wearing these provocative dresses. She wore a dress supporting Trump, I believe it was last year. Well, tonight she wore a dress saying choose life, a pro-life dress at the Grammys. And man, is she getting the news coverage, wall-to-wall news coverage. And I did a little bit of research on her because I don't really know her. I'm not familiar with her music or anything, but she comes from a background. Her father is a pastor. And so she's making big news tonight. You'll see this probably tomorrow morning on all of your news shows. Joy Villa, Villa, however you pronounce it, V-I-L-L-A, wearing a pro-life dress tonight on the red carpet at the Grammys at Madison Square Garden tonight. Now, we have been talking for the last few months on and off about the Las Vegas shooting. I mentioned on last week's show that they're now looking at making another arrest here in the next several weeks of a second individual that was involved in the planning. And so many weird things come out about this. We mentioned to you that both Bruce Paddock, the brother of Stephen Paddock, the Las Vegas shooter, that he also had child porn on his computer, allegedly, was arrested for that the end of October, just 27 days after the Las Vegas shooting. And Stephen Paddock, the Las Vegas shooter, who, of course, is now deceased, he had child pornography on his computer. So fast forward to Thursday night of this last week. I listen to a show pretty regularly called Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. It comes out of Portland, Oregon. And, you know, most of us talk radio hosts, we have shows we also listen to. I'll be honest with you, I'm a huge talk radio listener. I listen to a lot of different shows from all over the country. Some are local, some are national. Just love it. Absolutely love TalkStream Live, which I know many of our listeners listen to us through TalkStream Live. So anyway, Clyde Lewis, Ground Zero, which you can go to SoundCloud and get all of his shows with limited commercial interruption. You can get all of his shows and listen to the replay. So if you go to his Thursday night show, I have to give him credit that he got into some really, some really cutting edge, groundbreaking stuff on this Las Vegas shooting. Information I had never heard before. Just some amazing stuff about child trafficking and a nonprofit ranch that this guy was involved in that was supposedly a charity for children and connections to the Philippines and all kinds of bizarre stuff. Check it out. It was the Thursday night show. You can get it on SoundCloud of Clyde Lewis, Ground Zero. All right, after this break, some big news for Bitcoin It'll all be happening on February 1st. We'll have that for you. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, this segment we're going to be talking about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, all of that kind of stuff. When we come back from our bottom of the hour break, I'm going to talk about this amazing story. I did not know anything about this. A big event will be happening worldwide in the skies on January the 31st. And we'll have all of that news for you in our third segment after we come back after the bottom of the hour break. All right, so here's the big news for Bitcoin. And I have been following this with a lot of, I'm really curious. I'm kind of surprised, I'll be honest with you, that so many millennials are as interested as they are in cryptocurrency. I had read an article, I may have mentioned it on the show last week, about something like 80% of millennials are more confident in cryptocurrency than they are in traditional investments like the stock market. And on the one hand, that kind of surprises me, but maybe not. I mean, this is a young, these are the young people that grew up with the internet. They grew up with computers and technology and smartphones and all of this. So maybe this makes a lot more sense to them and clicks in with them more than it does us older folks who, in my case, you know, I'm probably, for my age, being 53 years old, you know, maybe I'm a little bit odd that I'm so involved with cryptocurrency and teaching an online class, and I own like 46 cryptocurrencies now. It seems, though, that with young people, it's almost ubiquitous across the board that the millennials are interested in this. And let me tell you what's happening. So here's the big news story. There is an app called Robinhood. You may have never heard of the app. I have heard of it because I'm a financial guy. But what Robinhood is, it's an app that allows millennials to put money into the stock market in small increments. So rather than having to set up a brokerage account and go through all of those kinds of steps, they can add this app to their phone called Robinhood, and it allows them to trade stocks on their phone. And they give them some, you know, options, I think, buying into some different mutual funds. And there are different things you can do with the app. But here's the big news. So according to numerous news reports, Robinhood, the investing app, is going to add cryptocurrency. And it says here, immediately you will be able to track the market data for 16 cryptocurrencies. Boy, I hate when this happens. All of a sudden, I go to a website and I had the sound shut off on my computer and it comes back on. I hate that they will automatically start playing videos. I mean, especially when I'm in a meeting and all of a sudden that starts happening. All right, here we go. So Robinhood is adding cryptocurrencies to their app. You'll be able to track 16 different cryptocurrencies in the beginning. And also, you're going to be able to buy both Bitcoin and Ethereum by way of the Robinhood app. And this is supposed to start, I believe, February 1st or just after February 1st. This is going to go live. And a lot of people are excited about this because this is a very big app. It's very popular among millennials. And it's just one more sign of what we call adoption. You know, that is people accepting cryptocurrency. And when you see an app like Robinhood, which is all about investing in stocks, now accepting, bringing in initially Bitcoin and Ethereum, but then also giving anyone who has the app the ability to track 16 cryptocurrencies, their prices as well. Really good news for those that are involved in investing in cryptocurrency. And I continue to see this story, and this relates to Bitcoin, but not just Bitcoin, really all of the cryptocurrencies out there. A lot of people are unaware of a website called Google Trends. And I've mentioned this on the show before. It's a very interesting website. Not just, we're going to talk about cryptocurrency right now, but for everything. I mean, if you're a business person and you're trying to figure out, you know, maybe if a product makes sense in your business, or you're thinking of starting a business, what Google Trends does is it allows you to put in any word, and it gives you a graph going back years to show you how popular that search phrase is in Google. And I'll tell you how accurate this tool is. The Centers for Disease Control actually use Google Trends, that tool, to help determine where various flu outbreaks, for example, would take place, or other other diseases or pandemics that are spreading, because they can tell by people Google searching symptoms, and they can use that tool to determine where these outbreaks are taking place. So fast forward to present day. Another article I saw today, this one from CNBC, showing really a direct correlation between the popularity in the Google search of the word Bitcoin with the price of Bitcoin. And it's eerie when you look at this. The more people are searching the word Bitcoin, the higher the price of Bitcoin goes. And this applies to many, many of the other cryptocurrencies as well. And you can see that in recent weeks, you know, we've seen the price drop down, right? So we were, you know, flirting with $20,000 not too many weeks ago with Bitcoin, and now we're down to $11,000. It was funny because one of my friends who I told about Bitcoin towards the end of the year, she said, "Yeah, but have you heard about the Bitcoin crash?" I don't really consider it a crash when a year ago Bitcoin was at $850 and today it's at over $11,000. Now, yes, if you just got in when Bitcoin was 19,000, yeah, then it was a crash for you. But generally speaking, you know, something that is up, what, 14 times, 14 fold in a year, I don't really consider that a bad thing or bad news or a crash. But I get that. In recent weeks, we've had cryptocurrencies come down from where they have been. But this is an interesting tool to look at. So if you're somebody that is looking for a good time to get into Bitcoin or really any of these other cryptocurrencies, just do a Google search. Go to Google Trends, do a search. You'll get to the right site. It's called Google Trends, and you can put in any word and it will actually show you the popularity of that word over time. And it is fascinating to just have fun and put in different words. Maybe you're wondering, hey, maybe I should start a kickboxing gym. I wonder how many people are searching for the word kickboxing, and I wonder, you know, how popular it is in recent weeks or months or years. It can really, really help you in business, and it looks like it is a predictor of the price of Bitcoin. All right, when we come back from this break, it's going to happen for the first time in over 150 years. It's going to happen on January 31st. Stay tuned.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. I have not heard anything about this. I just saw this story today, and I'm not hearing anything about any strange religious or prophetic basis for this. Many times you will have even well-meaning Christians sometimes will take an event like this and kind of build an entire scenario around it, a prophetic scenario. But here it is. January the 31st, which is when? Tonight is the 28th, so that puts us at Wednesday. January the 31st, there will be a super blue blood moon. There will be a full moon and a total lunar eclipse. So let me say this again. A total lunar eclipse, a blue moon, and a super moon. Now, none of these things by themselves are all that unusual or special. What is rare, however, is that they're all happening together on the same day. And a number of news stories about this. This only happens once every 150 years. And it's supposed to be a quite spectacular sight. And from what I've read, it's saying here you're going to be able to see this from pretty much anywhere. And that's unusual as well, because a lot of times these events are only viewable from certain parts of the country, but everyone's going to be able to see this. And I have yet to read anything or hear anything. I've always got my ear to the ground for, I love prophecy writers. I love all of that. And I'm kind of surprised that someone didn't come out and say, "Aha, this is all a sign that the return of Christ will be Wednesday night." I'm surprised someone hasn't said that. No insult to my prophecy friends. Maybe there is something significant about this from a biblical or spiritual perspective. I just don't know. But it's going to be pretty cool to see this. Maybe a good chance for me to pull the telescope out. So again, for those of you that know all about this kind of stuff and you are astronomers, you're going to have a full moon, a total lunar eclipse, a blue moon, and a super moon all at once. Wow. Wake the kids and call the neighbors. That sounds like it's going to be something to see. I don't think I've ever even heard of this event, but that's going to be happening on Wednesday night. And then we get to some incredible positive PR for the airline industry, who once again steps in it. You know, you just think to yourself, after all of the stories in recent months making the airlines look just so horrible, you think that someone would do some training, or there'd be an employee newsletter or an email blast kind of warning people not to make the airlines look horrible. So here we go. This is from Fox News. United kicked off woman traveling to see her dying mother. They told her, quote, "Nobody flies for free," end quote. I want to read a little bit of this to you because it really is unbelievable. A woman flying from Pueblo, Colorado to visit her dying mother one last time in Minnesota was removed from the plane over a ticketing issue. Carol Amrich was sitting on a United Airlines flight waiting for the plane to take off when she says a flight attendant approached her and told her she had to leave. So they'd already let her on the plane. She was already seated. Then they come on the plane and say she has to get off the plane. That part of it right there sounds kind of weird, because you just don't get on a plane unless you have a ticket. I mean, unless you're that stowaway woman that we talked about last week. So we continue on here. Amrich was informed that her ticket had been canceled and she was escorted off the plane. She pleaded with the attendants to let her stay on the plane, but was allegedly told, quote, "Nobody flies for free," end quote, according to the New York Times. Once back in the terminal, she tried to explain that she was going to visit her dying mother. She told them, according to her, "Take my credit card, charge me whatever, but I want to get back on the plane." And the agent denied her request. To make a long story short, she ended up driving from Pueblo, Colorado to Minnesota. She drove 1,000 miles to get to her dying mother, only to learn that she did not make it. Her mother died before she could make it. And then to top things off, United Airlines made contact with her, and they wanted to send flowers to the mother's funeral. I guess that's kind of a nice gesture, but I wouldn't want those flowers. And as she says here, quote, "What are the flowers going to do? You took away from her what she might have had the ability to see her mother alive." I don't know. You're just, and I don't know what the situation was. I don't know the whole backstory. It says here that there was an incorrect ticket cancellation. But, I mean, couldn't something be done? I mean, I've been flying a lot recently, and some of the flights I'm on, the plane's like half empty. I mean, you think they could have accommodated this woman? I mean, just be a human being, right? I mean, I know you're an airline, I know you have tickets and all of this stuff, but can't you just like see a crying woman who had a ticket? I mean, she had a ticket. Who knows what happened? And her ticket was canceled, and she's crying that she's going to see her dying mother. Maybe the thing to do would just be human and say, you know what? Let's see if we can work something out here for this lady. You know, I don't know. I'm not in that business. I'm not, you know, I don't deal with the traveling public, and I'm sure there are liars that would lie and say they're going to see a dying relative. But this lady, according to her, her story is that she was even willing, just take my credit card, just charge me whatever. We'll work it out later. I've got to be on this flight. But no, they had to get her off the flight. And I'm just convinced that there are some people that it's more important for them to have the power over other people than to do what's right and to just look and see another human being. You know, one of the things I challenge myself to do every day, and I'm not perfect. I'll tell you, I could do so much better at this. But when I'm at the coffee shop, when I'm at Denny's, the restaurant that I eat at a lot that's near my house, when I'm traveling, when I'm, you know, checking in at a hotel or I'm in an Uber, I always want to remind myself that's a human being that I'm dealing with. Which is one of the reasons when I'm in a cashier line, I like to call the cashier by their first name. Hey, how are you doing today, Audrey? How's your day going? That's not insincere. I think if we all looked at each other as human beings and not just looked at, well, this guy is my Uber driver. He's going to drive me from point A to point B, and he better do a good job, and this Uber better be clean, and he better drive safely, and I'm entitled because I paid for this trip. You know, think about that person. I was in a restaurant this last week and walked in. The lady that seated me happened to be my server. She had a total grump on her face, did not smile once. The minimum number of words to get me in my seat to take my order. And I was there with a business associate, and I left a 50% tip for her. She didn't deserve it. She didn't deserve any tip. But I told my business associate, I said, you know what? Something doesn't seem right about this lady. Maybe she just got a cancer diagnosis. Maybe she just found out her house is in foreclosure. Maybe a relative died. I don't know. But I just want to leave her a 50% tip just to be a good guy and maybe make her smile a little bit when she sees that tip. Think about that the next time you're in a situation like that. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
I just cannot believe some of these stories that I continue to read about just the incredible lengths that people will go to get Bitcoin, including people using physical force. You know, an article I saw today about someone that they broke into his home and at gunpoint made him transfer his Bitcoin. I think it happened over in the UK. Just unbelievable, the stuff people are doing, which is why, you know, I try to keep a low profile. In fact, I just bought a privacy screen for my laptop computer because I had been using a really small Microsoft Surface, which I really love my Microsoft Surface. But I've been doing a lot of reading and a lot of research lately, and I now got a large laptop that I really love. This new laptop I got, it's got an HD screen, and it's a 15.4-inch screen. And the problem is, I noticed, especially when I'm in public, people looking at my screen from other tables. And I don't even want anyone to know, you know, out in public, who I am. It happens. People come up to me, and especially they hear my voice and they say, "Are you Jim Paris?" But generally, you wouldn't recognize me in public because I dress black t-shirt. I wear khaki shorts, flip-flops, many times a baseball hat and sunglasses. You wouldn't even know that was me in most cases. But in any case, it's just not a good thing to be advertising while you're out in public that you are a cryptocurrency trader. You just don't want to give people ideas that, hey, let's, you know, hit this guy in the head and throw him in the back of our car. I would not be a good target, generally speaking, being a third degree black belt, a self-defense instructor, and also a defensive shooting instructor for the NRA. And pretty much everywhere I go that I'm legally allowed, I'm carrying my firearm with me, being a concealed weapons permit holder here in Florida. So a warning to all those, pick somebody else. You don't want to pick me. That's not the lottery you want to win, to pick me. But it is a scary world out there for those people that are involved with cryptocurrency. If the hacking risk is not enough, you know, being you know, worried about your physical safety. I knew a guy who had a tremendous amount of Bitcoin. I'm talking seven figures. I'm talking over $1 million. And he absolutely did not want anybody to know He didn't want anyone to know. And he only shared with me some information about Bitcoin and what he was doing and his investing strategy, and made me promise to keep his name completely off the radar. He did not want anyone to know, because he was afraid for himself and his family. And this is the kind of thing that can happen. All right. This story does not surprise me. I've seen it over and over and over again, but it is a reminder. This is from the New York Times. The story is called The Follower Factory. And the subtitle here is, "Everyone wants to be popular online. Some even pay for it. Inside social media's black market." And it goes on to share here politicians, athletes, celebrities, how many of them have tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of fake social media followers. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I have looked at this. I've considered this. Because I've got, I don't know, like maybe 10,000 followers on Twitter. Those are all legit. I didn't pay anybody to follow me. Maybe on my, between all my Facebook accounts, my Facebook business pages, my personal page and all that, maybe another 10,000. So I don't know, maybe there's 20,000 people that follow me on social media. I have a tremendous amount that follow me on YouTube. One of my videos has like 800,000 views. So I don't really know how many follow me, but it is interesting. There are apps that you can use now. And I know they did this during the election, and they found out that a very large amount, especially of Hillary Clinton's followers, were fake, were like paid followers. And I guess this is kind of the status symbol thing to say, oh, I've got a million followers on Twitter or 100,000 followers on Twitter. And the truth is, a lot of those are just fake accounts. It's just meaningless. So, you know, again, we're starting to, I guess, take a second look at some of this stuff now that, you know, many of these social media platforms have been around, you know, for so many years. We're starting to say, hey, really, does this person really have a million followers? And there's an app you can run, and it'll show you how many of those followers actually are active, because they can create a fake Twitter account and then follow someone. But if that account has no activity, it's meaningless. If the person that supposedly owns that account that's following that celebrity never logs into that account, then they would never see any of that celebrity's postings. So I don't know. I mean, it's just another reminder of how fake a lot of this stuff is. Facebook, and I'll tell you this little anecdote. I know a young person who literally lives from, minute to minute, money-wise. They're just terrible with money. But they're constantly on Facebook. They'll go get a Groupon and go to a spa. And then they're on Facebook with a post about, I'm having a spa day. And then they'll get a little like a last-minute deal on like a two-day cruise. Oh, taking another cruise. And they've got a picture of themselves in front of a cruise ship. They literally, their whole life, I mean, they would literally, I kid you not, go without food, go without medical care, go without housing, to be able to scrape together a few dollars to do something that they can post up on their social media, which is why I call it more and more Fakebook instead of Facebook. All right, this story we'll close it out with. It's interesting to me, and I've been wondering this because I have an elderly relative and who has probably reached the point in time where they should stop driving for a lot of reasons. Obviously their age, but even beyond that, the cost of driving. And this is an interesting story from this is part of Life Hacker. It's a sub blog of Life Hacker called 2 Cents. I believe you can get there directly by typing in 2cents.com. That's TWO cents.com. According to this article, it says here that the average cost to own a car monthly in 2017, get this number, $841 is the average cost of owning a car per month, $841 per month. Now, when I first read that figure, I said, that can't be right. That sounds high. But here's what they're including: the cost of the car, and then of course the depreciation on the car, the maintenance and upkeep on the car, the insurance, the gas, everything all together. And they're coming up with like $841 a month to own a car. So this article takes an interesting slant. And it says, here's when it's cheaper to use Lyft instead of owning a car. And this is something I've been thinking about. I mean, it used to be that if you didn't have a car, your only option in a lot of areas was maybe to take a bus. Or you had to call a taxi, and taxis in some smaller towns are not easy. It's not easy to get a taxi, and they're really expensive, and they're not reliable. But now that we have Uber and Lyft pretty much everywhere, and if you're somebody that doesn't use your car often, you know, I'm thinking of this elderly person who's a family member who uses their car to go to their church, which is like 6 blocks away. Uses their car to go to the grocery store, which is maybe a mile away, maybe a doctor's appointment that's a mile or two away. I mean, really, with Uber, you're talking about like a $5 or $6 Uber cost for those little rides. I mean, even to go to the grocery store, take an Uber to the grocery store just before you're ready to check out. You'll press the button, get another Uber to pick you up. Think about how many Uber rides that you could take per month for $841 a month. I mean, think about it. No car payment, no cost of insurance, no maintenance or upkeep on your car, not dealing with a car at all, and just using Uber or Lyft. I think this is something more people really should think about. And here's the other side of this that I thought about, not just for elderly individuals, but what about families where maybe they have 2 cars? Maybe you don't need 2 cars. You know, so if you got a family with 2 cars, maybe 1 car is good enough, and the second car is replaced by using Uber. You know, obviously this all depends on your lifestyle, where you live, how often you use your car, but really something to think about. All right, we'll take a break for news and announcements. We'll be back with our special interview, The Day the Earth Stands Still. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.